Welcome to my audio journal. It's me, Bree. And I'm just hanging out. Somewhere in a lonely hotel room, there's a guy starting to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him. It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. It's 2 a.m. The fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The gun's still warm.
Starshine and Sydney are in the other room. By the way, Sydney is always drinking from my glass of water, and I'm always finding like hair around my glass and in the water, but I don't care. I drink it anyway. And yesterday's episode I thought was pretty boring, in my opinion, so I want to make up for it today with hopefully a more entertaining and interesting episode. And I have some music for you. Hang on, let me just crank this. So, are you ready to step into the Twilight Zone? Because in this episode, I'm going to play songs with odd or quirky lyrics, just strange songs. And I'm going to kick it off with the song Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants from 1990. And this song has quirky lyrics about a nightlight shaped like a bird. This song is told from the perspective of a nightlight. And I really like this song. So I'm going to play this song first. This is Birdhouse in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants.
There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I'm the only. Not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
I like that song. Octopus's Garden by The Beatles.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. Warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know. In an octopus's garden in the shade. About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
And this next one is an interesting one. It's from 1982. And it's called Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo. And this song tells the story of an American man's obsession with Mexican radio stations. And I have the lyrics. So these are the lyrics. I feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. Turn the switch and check the number. Leave it on when in bed I slumber. I hear the rhythms of the music. I buy the product and never use it. I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I dial in and tune the station. They talk about the U.S. inflation. I understand just a little. No comprende, it's a riddle. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I wish I was in Tijuana, eating barbecued iguana. I take requests on the telephone. I'm on a wavelength far from home. I feel a hot wind on my shoulder. I dial it in from south of the border. I hear the talking of the DJ. I can't understand just what does he say. And so... so yeah, this song is pretty funny. I like it a lot. And so I tried to find songs that you might not have heard before. And this might be one of them. So again, this is Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo. Song. This next song on my list of odd or strange songs is about peaches, and I remember this song growing up. I actually had their CD. This is by Presidents of the United States of America, and the song is Peaches, and I had this CD as a kid. I don't know why, because that was like the only song on it that I listened to. But yeah, this song is about moving to the country and eating a lot of peaches. So I just put it on the list. I still like it. I still like the song. But I just thought it was a interesting song. So yeah, this is Presidents of the United States of America, Peaches.
Peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist and dreamed about you, a woman.
I'm gonna play one more song for you, and then I'm gonna close out this audio journal. I will leave you with one more song. This is Lullaby by The Cure. This eerie song tells the story of a Spider-Man coming to comfort a child with surreal and unsettling imagery. It begins with the lyrics, "On candy-striped legs, the Spider-Man comes softly through the shadows of the evening sun," and it gets scarier from there. But I'll just leave you with this one, Lullaby by The Cure. So, I will talk to you later. Looking for a vintage shimmering band.
arms all around me, and it's turning my eyes. Still becoming quiet now, my precious boy. Don't struggle like that, I will only love you. Though it's much too late to get away, turn on the light. The Spider-Man is having you for dinner tonight, and I feel like I'm being eaten by a thousand raving, shivering, furry holes. I know that in the morning I will wake up in the shivering cold, and the Spider-Man is on.